Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, 23 away from 9 o'clock. Time to find out what's happening in the city of Houghton. Brought to you by the city of Houghton. Susie Landers is here. Hi, Susie.
Good morning. Good morning.
You were, up until yesterday, you were the queen of the big orange pumpkin.
I was. And it was squashed right there. I didn't even realize that I was being dethroned on that.
Yeah, well, these things happen because pumpkins are, after all, a form of squash.
That's right. That's right. But you know what? Terrible. That you know, as sad as that is, we're gonna at least still have the haunted house, and it doesn't mean that we're not gonna. Now we have a whole year to build the pumpkin.
Yeah, because you know we know when Halloween's going to be next
year.
It's
right,
already
that's
scheduled.
Right.
So let's just refresh before we get into the conversation with Jeff here. Let's just refresh as to what's happening tomorrow with Treat Street. Bring the kids, bring the family, and if you don't have kids, come and look at other people's kids because they're just as cute as can be.
They are, and dress up.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't have to have children to get dressed up and enjoy the parade of Halloween costumes going up and down Sheldon. So, no, it's going to be a great night. The weather's going to cooperate. Of course, everyone knows that we are going a little bit later this year.
Yeah.
Sheldon should shut down right around 6 o'clock, maybe even 5:45, because we don't want to shut it down any sooner than we have to. Officially, Treat Street will start at 6:30. We have the can drive. We're encouraging people to bring canned goods down to the city center, which is a great opportunity for the kids to see that it's not all about receiving. It's all about giving.
Got to do a little giving, too.
Giving, it always makes you feel better to give.
Like I told Nick yesterday, you consider it a swap. You bring healthy canned foods and vegetables and fruits and such, and you give them away, and you go around and you get a lot of wonderful candy in exchange.
It's a perfect deal. That's a deal.
That works for me.
Anyway, so we've got that going on, and again, we will have a limited number of bags to hand out. So don't assume that we're going to have enough for everybody. So if you do have a little bag or a plastic pumpkin, make sure you take that with you for trick-or-treating. But I think we probably at least have 1,000 to 1,500 bags. So
and the traffic will be detoured down along Lakeshore Drive.
It will.
And so if you're coming through downtown Houghton at that point, even though Sheldon Avenue will be closed, you'll be able to get through.
It shouldn't be too bad because that'll be after a lot of the business traffic has moved through. So we're hoping that the impact will be a little bit less this year than it has been in the past.
And it's absolutely free. Bring the kids out and they will have a wonderful time.
Yes, it's wonderful, wonderful.
So Treat Street tomorrow night. Let's bring in Jeff Bugney. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Todd.
Let's push that.
And
up.
Susie. Thank you. Yes.
Jeff from the Frank A. Douglas Insurance Agency. We want to talk a little bit about the project that's just finishing up, at least for this year.
It looks wonderful.
The facade project. Your business was one that got involved in this.
It was, and it was a great project for all the buildings that got involved this year. The work on our building, I think, was the lion's share of the project, and I can't believe it's over already, to be honest with you, Todd, and how well our contractor worked and how smooth of a project it was overall.
It was pretty amazing. I mean, really, what went on downtown, limited impact to traffic and to walking and things like that. I mean, the construction guys were great.
Yeah, it really went well. I think we had maybe 2 weeks of inconvenience in the front of our building at the very most. A little bit of dust flying around at times. But, that's all part of the project as a whole.
It is.
How did you decide what to make the front of your building look like?
It was actually a work in progress. Parts we had planned in the beginning, and when you're looking at drawings of a big old building, sometimes they don't work out exactly the way you imagine them.
Really? So, especially old ones?
Especially old ones. So, there were a few minor changes at the end that we think were positive changes, but overall you take a plan and someone's vision and you run with it.
Now, Susie, as you work with businesses on these kinds of things, and as the city works with them, there is, I suppose, some sort of a goal that you wanted to keep what's being done in character with downtown.
Correct. We do have, I wouldn't say they're very strict guidelines. We're just trying to keep in the theme of what we're working on and, different things like that.
Yeah, we don't want bright yellow and blue
Right.
Things like that. Downtown, one of the things we're blessed with, not only in Houghton, but in many of the other cities and communities around the area, is we have these vintage very classy looking downtown.
Such character. And it's been amazing. People are stopping by my office and they're so excited about the new facades. And they said, it looks great. And just like when we had the streetscape project many years ago, this type of, even though sometimes it's an inconvenience, it actually attracts people to come downtown to see what's going on and watch the project and see how it's transforming.
Yeah, just to see if the front of Jeff's building has fallen into the street.
That's right. Curiosity does bring people downtown, and it helps the entire community, I think.
Now, is this a project that's going to be repeated again next year?
We're hoping we are looking for applicants right now for next year.
That was going to be my next question. If you have a building downtown,
if you are interested in downtown into a facade project, please contact myself or Eric or anyone up at the city, and we can get you a little information on what this all would entail.
Yeah, because there is some financial assistance involved in getting this done, and so why not take advantage of it? I'm sure you're happy to have a new front on the building, and the fact that it didn't cost you full price, hey, that doesn't hurt.
That did not hurt, Todd. In fact, the main part of our project was replacing 100-year-old windows in the top two stories of our building, and that was a big expense that, we were happy to have some help with that.
And probably now a little more energy efficient.
Well, we'll have to see this winter. Hopefully we don't have the winter like last year to compare it to, but hopefully our bills are a little bit less coming this year.
So being downtown in Houghton and being part of all of that, that's cool.
It was. It is very cool. And, for the businesses that thrive downtown, I think everyone needs to get better as we go forward. And, I think we're a little bit better now. And let's point out Davital's office, how great that turned out. I mean, he gets the award, I think, for this year. That is just fantastic.
The most improved.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, that building, it looks fantastic. And that just helps the rest of the businesses down there.
It does. It puts that whole new face on everything. And, business, I think as a whole, we've watched a big transformation the last 5, 6, 7 years, truthfully. So, I mean, now how long have you been in your spot that you've actually owned it?
Andrew Lorenz and I, about 4 years we've been involved in ownership of the building. And, every year we try to do things a little bit better. And this was part of our goal 4 years ago. And things being better is just, getting out there and shoveling sidewalks in the winter.
Right.
And, we need people to get better doing that to make foot traffic easy in the winter. We have a few, vacant buildings. Be nice to see those get shoveled off in the winter as well. And that's all part of, being a better community so people can come down to see.
You're right.
Us.
You're right. Even when we have our business meetings, it's all about, just because this is my storefront, it always is a little nicer just to go past your curb, basically, curb appeal, making it more, like you said, walking friendly and keeping those sidewalks clean. And I know that potentially is a little bit of issue at different times, so we are trying to get better about that. And I'll just throw it out there, the parking. I know everyone complains about the parking, and that is a situation that we are working on. It's not that we don't have enough parking, sometimes it's just how it's structured right now.
Well, I understand the complaints, but I mean, I've lived in areas where there have been times where I had to park at the mall, basically like the entire distance of our downtown away from the door,
right?
Because there were so many people there. Okay, so I have to park another 10 or 15 or 20 feet away from the door. That's a relative problem.
Right.
Not a huge problem.
Right, our mindset is if you're downtown, you're supposed to be able to park right in front of the business you want to go into. And like I said, great. Hey, park a block away, enjoy the walk, the fresh air, where we have all those parking decks in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people don't utilize those.
This is not a, I don't want to put a kibosh on people who have concerns, and I know
I'm not minimizing them either. But this is a tempest in a
teapot, so to speak, because I've been places where there have been real parking problems where you can't get a space within six blocks of a place, and we are fortunate that we have the opportunities that we have.
Right.
So.
And we do encourage people to come downtown and spend time. And there are spots that you can park for a few hours and not have any issues. You know what I mean?
So and don't. I shop downtown often. I never have trouble parking. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. So.
So we're working on it, and we're always, you know, we're up to, you know, if you have any suggestions. Oh no, the city's like, oh, Susie, what did you say on
opening
the radio?
Opening the door now.
But I'm serious, because ringing. You know what, it has been good, because, you know, every so often when we've talked about something on the radio, I do get a few phone calls,
yeah.
And it's amazing how a little bit of conversation can clear up a misconception on something.
Well, I think some of the plans, Susie and Todd, come where you plan out your day downtown, and it just runs over a little bit of time, and you're trying to spend money downtown, and these are legit complaints as well. You know, you park in the front of the buildings where there's only an hour, and lunch took you an hour and 15 minutes, and you walk out and get a ticket. And people need to realize that they can bring those tickets down to the city. I think they'll normally work.
They do. We will. As long as, and actually, to tell you the truth, say if there's somebody in your stopping at your office and they have a big issue, so they're in there for a while with you, and if they do exceed that time limit and they do actually get a parking ticket, they can bring it into your office and you can take care of it for them.
Yes, and we mentioned that we try to do a good job with our customers to mention that, and you know, everyone should get on board just to mention that when people are shopping. If you have a ticket, bring it back to us, and
right,
we will
validate it. We'll take, or go up to the city, and if you can just say, hey, I've been shopping, I've been having lunch. We understand that the ticketing is not for those situations. That's not.
Yeah, there are other.
There's other, and that could be a whole nother story which we could get into, but we won't right now.
No.
Of why we have parking enforcement.
Yeah, because we're running out of time.
Oh, Todd.
See how that worked out.
I know, perfect.
I worked that out.
So
perfectly.
Glad we don't have a call in line right now. Yeah.
Jeff, congratulations on the building.
Well, thank you.
It looks great, and so do the other buildings that have been worked on. And it really, really now is a much nicer part of downtown.
Well, I appreciate that, Todd. We think it turned out great, and right now we have a little extra work going in the back, so that'll just add to the beauty of the building and from the backside as well. So.
And if you want to get involved in the facade project next summer, contact
Susie. Now is
Susie.
The time.
Yep, right now. What's,
right
what's
now,
your number?
Right now, today, 906-370-3110.
And we'll see you at Treat Street tomorrow from what time?
6:30 to 8 is the official trick-or-treating time.
6:30 until 8 o'clock. Bring the kids out.
Oh, and I should mention also, yes? I know we're out of time, but official trick-or-treating for next Friday in the city of Houghton is 5 to 8.
5 till 8.
Remember I was supposed to come back with that information?
Yep. Nick promised he would send you in with that, and I'm glad that he did. He is a man of his word, is Nick.
That's
Roberts.
Right.
So, and we've got that information up on our web calendar.
Wonderful.
As well. We're collecting all of the official trick-or-treating hours from communities around the area. So, Susie, I'll see you next week.
See you. Enjoy
Jeff,
the day.
Take care.
Thank you for having me.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.